Captain Andy Fishpond. Captain Andy's a good friend, a veteran, but someone who has his own commercial fishing operation, and he'll tell you the name of it in a minute and the website, but I wanted him to come on and share a little expertise on right whales. Captain Andy, thanks for being with us, GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. How you doing?
Good. Well, these big creatures out there are not as much of a surprise to you as others, but tell us about right whales, why they're here this early, a little bit about the species and the whale. Tell us about that.
Well, they're a highly migratory species. They travel up and down our coast. The Gulf of Maine is a habitat for them, especially for spawning and feeding. Typically, this time of year, you have an influx of a lot of crustaceans, small shrimp, things of that nature. So they're following the food, and mackerel and other food will be coming into the area. They do a lot of the feeding through filterization, so they take in large amounts of water and filter it in. And, you know, you talked about on the introduction, which was excellent, by the way, how rare they are. Well, they've become even rarer. Back when you and I had gone out, and by the way, Jack, you got to get out with me. All right, let me give you a true full-day experience. But, no, they...
Where were we? Jeffrey's Ledge that time?
Yeah, we were at Jeffrey's. We were doing the haddock thing, but I got to try to get you down for some halibut or tuna or the such next. We gotta get you a big fish.
Well, I remember that day because real quickly, this is early. We are in early May. If I remember right, that was kind of late in fall, and we got one of those glass calm days like in November, and it was warm out, and we were getting haddock, and all of a sudden, you look behind the bow, and all of a sudden we saw this whale breach, and there were tuna in the area. Do I have that right?
Exactly right. And, I mean, you'll see them throughout the summer. I mean, right now, one of my first trips out this year was, in fact, the first charter I had early April, right on Jeffrey's in an area called the Fingers, which is the upper top part of Jeffrey's. We had whales all around the boat as we were fishing, and you could just hear them spouting. It was pretty awesome. But their rarity has become even more so. NOAA in 2017 had their population around 380. There's been since about 37 to 38 deaths, so we're down around 350. And out of that, there's under 100 breeding females that are left. So they're highly, highly endangered. And there's a couple of things that boaters really should know about them. There's designated areas where you need to slow down your speed, especially larger boats, 45 feet and above, down to 10 knots. As far as smaller boats, recreational boats, it's still recommended that they drop the speed down in those areas too. And typically, if you keep your charts updated, you'll see where the advisories are. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the Weather Channel on your VHF radio, the actual coordinates are given as part of the message. So it's always good to plot that into your GPS, make sure that you have that as a point of reference, and just obey the rules. And there's a number of them. People don't realize when you see a right whale, by law, you have to be over 500 yards away.
Really?
How big can they get,
Andy, Captain Andy?
That's a great question. They can vary in size. I really can't tell you the exact
The ones that were just videotaped off our shore in Hampton, Northampton, are pretty good sized. Let me ask you this, Captain Andy Fishpond, by the way, he'll tell you his charter. I can personally tell you he does a super job, and you're going to go out there and you're not going to be disappointed. And what a generational experience, because he has a good sized boat, but it's not one of these big rigs where you have a small community out there, and you get the attention of the captain. But, Captain, I want to ask you, what other, you know, in New Hampshire, since I've been here a little bit out more, I know once in a while, more mid to late summer, you'll see some humpbacks that will come in right off of Hampton, for example, or Seabrook. So humpbacks are not that uncommon. You see some of the smaller whales, like a minke or something, coming in chasing, I think, pogie or baitfish in. But what other... Big, and you've seen, you had some great video last season, I think, of a basking shark. But what other big creatures are right off our shores? And do you think, what makes a good whale season versus a time where you don't see as many? Why is that?
Again, everything's always going to be dependent upon the bait in the water, so to speak. It's all dependent on the smaller fish, how much there is to eat. Everything is always going to come down to, for all animals, calories. It's all about calories. The more that you have to move, especially, you know, you're talking about whales that are, you know, some 50 feet. You know, the calves are over 14 feet. There's a lot of calorie usage to move that body, that girth. So they have to eat. And that's what it's all going to dictate. When I saw those basking sharks, and there were three that I had seen last year, they were right where the bait was. You know, there's no other way to say it. When off the coast of Mass a number of years ago, there were four great white sharks, and there was a lot of talk about, oh, there's too many seals. Well, what brings the seals in? The mackerel.
It's always Mother Nature always driven by the bait fish. Speaking of sharks, let's go there. Captain Andy Fisherman, before we let you go, we know in Kenny Bunkport, right off our waters in Rye, they tend to stay out a little bit. Of course, that was that bizarre case in Brunswick, Bailey's Island, where that great white attacked that woman who was just out doing her daily swim.
It really wasn't, just as a correction, that really wasn't an odd case.
I'm saying the first ever in the state of Maine where a great white consumed a human being. Obviously, they think it's a seal, right?
That was just it. The wetsuit and some of the information, if I remember correctly, had a looking basically like a seal. From a, you know, if you're in the water and you're looking up, it basically you're looking like a seal. And we move quite a lot like a seal. So, you know, the shark is just doing what a shark's supposed to do.
Right.
It's unfortunate, but every time we go out, and I tell everyone who comes on my boat, where are the invaders? We're the ones that are going out into their world.
Right.
We mess up. We don't do something right. You can't blame the fish. It's on us.
Yeah, I used to say that in the North Country when someone was going up to try and get a foot away from a moose or a black bear to take a picture. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is their world. Get back in your vehicle. Leave them alone. Hey, before I let you go, if people want to do a charter, you're a great charter, great veteran. Tell people how to go to your site and book a charter and what's available and just tell us the who, what, when, where.
So my website is adventureandcatch.com. And again, it's adventureandcatch.com. And you can get all the information right off the website. I'm right at Newington at the Great Great Bay Marina, right in Great Bay. And you can reach me at 603-953-5791. And my specialty is just making sure you have lifelong memories. We'll catch the fish, but it's really the memories and the ability to discuss year after year that experience.
Hey, I don't want to go there, but real quickly, a minute. How concerned are some of the commercial fishermen going to be with these fuel prices, which off the marina dock have to be closer to $7 than $5?
Very concerned. I know a couple of charters that aren't going out at the moment. It's very tough. I've had to change the way that I've conducted my own business. So to give an example, I was trying to keep up with all the changes really since January, and I just couldn't. Every time there's a fuel increase, you have to change your price. So it's now a surcharge. So I have a flat rate, which is $8.50, and my typical day is more closer to 10 hours. And what I do is it takes about 48 gallons of fuel to get to Jeffrey's Ledge and back where the fish are. So whatever the difference is between what I set the price and what it is at the pump becomes a surcharge. It's the only way I can run the business. And the thing is, the commercial guys, a lot of the other boats for the commercial fishing, they don't want to go as far. The further you go, the more you're spending on fuel and the more that everything's going to cost. Same with the lobstering. You guys want lobster, it's going to be expensive this year.
Yep. It's cost of doing business. Hey, have you ever been with a buddy catching stripers, like in a Sagamore or Creek or river, and see the fish take the guy's rod out of his hands and then the guy get into a boat and go get the rod? Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have. And there's only one person I've ever witnessed it with. But there's a second part to that wonderful story, you know, and I still can't believe you got your rod back. But here we are, we're both sitting at the end of the pier, and I got this beautiful double bait out, and you got a single bait right there next to me, and we're less than 5 feet apart. And what does that bloody striper go for? the single and your rod. I'll never forget that.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. Hey, by the way, only because of personal question, the Stripers are starting to get in the schoolies. When do you think we'll get them next week or two?
I would not start really looking for that yet. You know, I've always been one. June, mid-June, you'll start really seeing them. I know they're coming up the coast. There's some headwind that, you know, the event did around the Mass area and the such, but they're tiny.
Well, let's
and
get
start seeing them a little bit later.
Let's get that PJ.
June.
Let's get that PJ Tony Negron out there from Fusion Cell. We'll catch some fish and we'll contribute to the fuel cost. Captain Andy Fishbein, thanks for sharing your expertise and passion. Check it out. The website one last time.
AdventureandCatch.com.
All right. Thank you for your service. Thank you.